I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We go now to beautiful Cooperstown, New York, which is where we find one of the best friends the show's ever had. On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, from the MLB Network, from the NFL Network, he is Mr. Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
Greetings, guys. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good. Cooperstown. Explain, sir.
Yeah, well, all summer long, Cooperstown runs amazing tournaments for kids that are basically 12 years old, and it doesn't matter the skill level of your team. You don't have to be this amazing club or travel team. You could be a little league team, whatever. So there's all sorts of varying talent levels, but every Friday they start with 104 new teams that descend upon Cooperstown. The kids stay in barracks with their coaches. It's like a week of baseball summer camp. Saturday, opening ceremonies, skills competition. In fact, our kid, Jacob Rosenfeld, won the home run derby out of 104 kids. He won it, which was pretty awesome. And then Sunday you start playing double elimination for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and today the playoffs start. So you get seeded 1 through 104.
Wow.
And in between now and tomorrow night, they will crown a champion. It's unbelievable.
So, Chris, let me make sure I got this straight. You do NFL, you do MLB, you do BattleBots, and you'll be picking up a fourth job to pay for this trip? I just want to make sure.
Well, yeah, we don't need to talk about the cost of that. That's all right. Listen, who cares if the little kid
wants to go
to college one day? That's irrelevant.
Yeah.
As long as he always has the 1 week of Cooperstown with his buddies. That's all that matters.
I agree with you, Chris. And you and the parents. I mean, it's also a bonding experience for the parents when you do those trips, isn't it?
Dude, I got to tell you something, man. It's the best time. You know, this is the back end. Last week I talked to you from New York, if you remember.
Right.
Where I was on vacation with the rest of my family. My wife and my oldest son flew back yesterday because my oldest son starts his senior year of high school today.
Oh, man, are you old?
Oh, my God. It sucks, guys. Ooh.
Taking mine to college next week, Chris.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Where?
Cincinnati.
Awesome. Very good.
I feel the same way you do.
Now, is this the first one in college?
Correct.
Hey, it's okay to cry.
Yes.
I mean, it's funny. We had that conversation this morning, Chris. I said, Jeff, will you cry? And he said,
yeah,
and then told a story about his dad crying when he left.
Yeah, there'll be a tear.
Absolutely. Listen. I have told you this before. My oldest son is 6'4". He's a giant.
Wow.
And I hug him all the time. Like, I hold on to him. I'm like, gosh, you know, like, I want him to go out and wherever he ends up next year, he'll end up. But I'm just like, dude, let's just hang out. You know, we were at the Browns game last Thursday, and we just looked at each other. We sat next to each other as we watched Baker Mayfield and Tyrod Taylor do their thing, and we're like, this was the best time. We had the best time. And I was just like, thank you.
Chris, you're what, 6? Are you 6'1"?
That's
6'2"?
Pretty cool.
I'm 6 feet.
Oh, you're 6 foot. I thought you were a little taller than me. That's what I couldn't figure out.
Yeah.
Hey, what did you think of Hard Knocks last night as we try to actually talk about some real things?
Yeah, so I came back after our second game, watched it, like, starting at midnight. I thought it was really good, actually. I thought it was good. I thought it was really interesting. I think, you know, it kind of really gave us a peek behind the curtain when there haven't been a lot of teams that have had to deal with the stuff the Browns dealt with Antonio Callaway. I still don't get the quote-unquote punishment. Whatever. You know, people are going to pick Q apart and all that other stuff. It's not going to matter until we start playing games. But I thought it was interesting.
Chris, did you think, and Jeff and I talked about this just because of our TV backgrounds, did you think everything was done in order? Like, I'm having a lot of trouble swallowing that Todd Haley didn't know what happened when he was. If not, man, I mean, he has jumped to the all-time smartest coach. If he knew all that stuff, and that was before the coaching staff found out that he got in trouble.
You mean like what's wrong with you?
Yeah, like I think the what's wrong with you part of it.
You look like a puppy dog.
Was shot after they had talked to him, and that the way they placed it in the show, it looked like it was before.
So a few things. You're right. First and foremost, it's a television show.
Right.
So when you all watch reality shows, that's not reality. Okay. So let's start with that.
Okay.
Hate to, you know, get you with the Bachelor, Bachelorette type stuff, folks. But I think that this one probably has more journalistic integrity, much more than a lot of TV shows. I would be surprised if that was taken out of order. I would be. Now, you know when guys are a little despondent, right? A little
absolutely,
distant.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be that shocking where somebody who has spent, you know, a decent amount of time around a kid can kind of see it in their eyes.
But he kind of said, "We'll get through this," and that was the part of it made me think.
Yeah, I mean that's possible. Yeah, that's a line where
I also
it is
think
possible.
Chris, they backed off a little bit on the coaching drama this week because we all know that when Todd Haley got mad and started yelling at the defense about getting too close to the quarterback, we know that that story escalated a little bit more, and they didn't. It's almost like they backed off this. This let's stay away from the coaching controversy, at least this week, about Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson maybe not seeing eye to eye on things.
That's possible too.
Yeah.
Listen, they know that as a crew, they're being invited into the Browns camp, right?
Right.
And whether or not it's the NFL who says, "Hey, listen, it's your turn, you guys are up, help them out," you're still dealing with human beings who don't want to be embarrassed on TV. So if somebody screws you, you're not going to give them as much rope, right?
Totally agree with you, Chris. Totally agree.
That's all.
Yep. I find myself, Chris, and I don't know if this is by design. I've seen other episodes of Hard Knocks in previous years, and I didn't feel this way, but it wasn't my team. I find myself pulling for these guys more, watching what's going on, and if they're trying to suck me in, it's working.
Yeah. You know, I suppose with the exception of the one thing I think it's been lacking so far, because I think they've been two pretty strong episodes, with the exception of Kajust, there's not that guy that's on the fringe of making the team that we've been introduced to.
Very
like
true.
That was an amazing story last night with his father.
I thought that was really well done. Yes.
Right. Well, first of all, I can't believe that guy's had like three heart attacks and two like he looks like an Adonis.
It makes me not want to work out.
Right? The three of us have dad bods and are sitting here and like, geez, what's going on here? But that's the first guy who you're like, well, he's got a chance of making the roster, and he's also got a chance of being called in there and saying, "Hey, listen, you did everything we asked, but we just don't have a spot for you."
It's going to be interesting to see how some of this stuff shakes out.
That he played through all the pain too. That was the other thing that I don't know. That's the kind of guy you want to see make the special team squad. You know.
Yeah, you do.
And Brogan Roback, you want him to be practice squad guy because I have a feeling that there's a little bit more to Drew Stanton that we're not seeing, as far as his influence in that quarterback. I feel good about the quarterback room after watching this show. It's amazing how much this show in 2 weeks influences what you think about the team. It's amazing.
Yeah, but you knew that. I mean, the quarterback room was an embarrassment last year, not because of the individuals in it, but the way it was composed. It's nothing against the guys that were in there, because that's not. I still feel for DeShone Kizer, and I hope he ends up being a successful quarterback. He had so little chance of succeeding while he drove us nuts with the number of turnovers, particularly inside the other team's 20. But he really didn't have a chance. And then, you know, I mean, Hogan, Kessler, you don't have to know that much football to say I need a guy who's won in the NFL in my quarterback's room, like a game.
Well, there is that. Chris Rose joining us from the NFL and MLB Networks. Bad news after the deeper look into the leg injury for Trevor Bauer. He's out. He's out for a while. Chris, he's not going to want to be, but as Andy and I talked about earlier, last thing you want is to start adjusting your motion to compensate for some pain in your leg or something like that, and then mess up your arm or your shoulder. So I think they're going to have a challenge on their hands to keep this guy shut down for a while, but I think they have to, don't you?
They have to, because they have to look at the big picture. And unfortunately, I think part of what – listen, Bauer is an animal. He is. And you can say whatever you want about who he is and how he does his thing. It works. The guy makes every start, right, up until now. He battles his butt off. He would be a top three Cy Young guy right now. Maybe even top two. I mean, I think the only guy ahead of him would be Sale. Really. And I think that's probably what's going to make his frustration boil over. In addition to wanting to compete and wanting to give his team the chance every 5 days when he has the baseball, is the fact that he, you know, you heard him say it earlier this year, I think, you know, I want to win six or seven Cy Youngs. And I think he felt like, God, I really have a chance at this over the last 6 weeks if I continue to put my resume together.
Yep.
And if Sale dials back a little bit.
I thought so too, Chris. And now, of course, that's not going to happen. Let's just hope that they go into, and I called it kind of Cavs mode, where you know you're going to be in the playoffs. You know when you get there, that's what really matters.
Yep.
Get everybody healthy and be ready to go in late September, early October.
Right.
All right, buddy. Enjoy Cooperstown.
Oh, it's going to be great today. So it's kind of cool. I'll give it to you in 30 seconds. We are the 35th seed out of 104.
Nice. Wow. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. After we went 4-2, we played a team from North Carolina in game one. I was just like, was it the North Carolina Tar Heels? Because they look good. And so we play at 3 o'clock today. If we win, we stay on the field. The next team comes in. If we win, we stay on the field. The next team comes in. It's like pickup basketball.
Nice.
Wow.
It's your court until it's no longer your court. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Well, have a blast. Cooperstown is a cool place, and I'm sure you're going to have an absolute delight with your kids. So enjoy it, buddy.
It'll be great.
All right, Chris.
Talk to you soon, boys.
Also, big scrimmage for U.S. tomorrow against Collinwood, in case you're wondering.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
I'll keep you. You know, you keep joining us. I'll keep you posted on your high school football team. How's that sound?
Thank you. You do good work.
I think you still need a hockey coach, though, but you got problems with that. So we'll talk about that
later.
Hey,
Jeff, good luck with is it son or daughter?
Son.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that.
You got it, guys.
Talk to you later, Chris.
Chris Rose from the MLB NFL Network is joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from Cooperstown.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.